You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The notoriety of Caitlyn Jenner may have started some conversations about being transgender, but it's an outside detail for schools that have been dealing with gender identity for years. Pictures of Jenner and other profile members of the transgender community are topics for show and tell in a conversation that has already started. As kids as young as 6, 7, and 8 years old start to question their gender identity, schools have to decide how to guide and support families. Q Daly is a third grader at the Brooklyn News School in New York. Q was born a girl but now lives his life as a boy. Yasmin Khan, a reporter here at WNYC, found a story of change and curiosity unfolding quietly and without spectacle, benefiting mightily from the always refreshing wisdom of children.
Well, Q Daly is a pretty happy, confident boy, third grade boy. He was born a girl, and he decided to make the transition to identifying as a boy going back to the second grade. It kind of happened on and off in the second grade. But he had these questions about his gender going back to age 3.5, 4 years old, his mom said, you know, starting with clothes. It often starts, I think, with clothes. I don't want to wear dresses, and I don't want to wear pink or sparkles or anything like that. And there was a point where his mom borrowed some boy clothes from a friend. His dad cut his hair short at the end of first grade. And as his dad says, a whole light came out. And this is how Q describes actually identifying as a boy.
It feels like, instead of a dead flower, a growing flower.
Oh, that's remarkable. That's amazing.
So something obviously deep inside him that started from a very young age, but this is his first school year in the third grade identifying as a boy.
And how does that manifest itself in the course of his day?
Pretty naturally. His third grade teacher told me that she went up to him on the first day of school, didn't know exactly maybe what would happen over the summer between second grade, third grade. She went up to him and said, "Hi, what's your name?" He said, "Q." And she said, "Okay, you're Q." And they, his teachers described that from the very beginning, they just saw him as a boy, as who he was. And he is very comfortable in his class. He loves his school. His classmates are, as the school social worker puts it, his classmates are totally unfazed by this. They're downright blasé about it. I think that, you know, for Q, he has a best friend, Billy. They're still friends. They were friends when Q was a girl, identified as a girl, and now. And their friendship hasn't really changed. They still play the same way, and they still connect over important issues, like Michael Jackson, apparently. They're, you know, Michael Jackson fanatics. So it doesn't matter to them, I guess, and, you know, the gender expression, it just matters sort of what they can do during recess and after school and how they interact in the classroom.
Well, here's how Billy responded when an intrusive reporter named Yasmin asked the question of, "What's this all about?"
I didn't want to tell a lot of people. I just wanted to tell my mom, my dad, and my brother, because it would make a mistake if we had to play it and they would call him a she. That'd be a mistake.
And that was, I love that. I love that cut from Billy where he's obviously just, he wanted to follow the rules. He wanted to get it right, you know. And I think that for a lot of the kids, if they can put it in the right framework, they're fine with it.
And where the boys go, Q goes.
Mostly in the lunchroom, girls sit on one side of the table and the boys sit on the other. But I usually sit in the middle.
That's so great.
I know. And actually, he told me, he said he feels like being a boy, he has more freedom now to be friends with boys and girls. Maybe it's just because of who he is inside. He feels like he's, you know, able to be more social, or he just can sort of ride that line in between the two.
Now, a lot of people would be asking, listening to this story, how is this different from a kid wanting to change their name? Maybe somebody, you know, wanting to change their identity, wearing a, you know, fireman's suit to school every day as, you know, kindergartners, first graders, second graders are wont to do. How does this become something that really crosses a line here?
First of all kids experiment with gender and gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer is, I'm told from at least a psychotherapist that heads the Gender and Family Project at the Ackerman Institute, the way he described it to me was, this comes from deep inside. You know, it's not a phase after a few months and it continues to persist. And the children are consistent with how they want to express themselves at home, on the playground, at school, to their neighbors. And that's what's been happening with Q. It's been really years now that he's expressed wanting to be a boy and has then identified as a boy. And he is the same at school as he is at home.
And it's amazing to me, and I should disclose that I have a kindergartner at this same school in Brooklyn who doesn't know about Q, but I imagine would be just as unfazed as some of the kids that you talk to. But the leadership at this school, and here's Anna Allenbrook, who's the principal and Q's principal, talks about observing exactly what you described.
I think 10 years ago I would have said, she's a girl, she goes to the girls' bathroom. But I think society has changed in the last 10 years, and therefore I think we've all been made much more aware of this continuum.
And I just want to remind people, I have experience with this school. You've done a lot of reporting out of the school. There's nothing – I mean, there are certain things that are special about this school, but from the outside and if you were in the hallways, you wouldn't think there was anything exotic or strange or – progressive particularly about this school at all. It's just a regular old school on a street in Brooklyn.
Yeah, regular old public school.
Exactly.
And I will just say that I feel like, you know, he could be having a different experience at another school for sure. And it starts with using the preferred name and preferred pronoun, actually. And just that, you know, like at this school, they validate Q's gender identity. And there are schools that do not do that. And schools have to first learn not to assume the gender, and then they have to come up with some actual changes. So in this case, with Q, they had to confront the issue of the bathroom. And Q started using the boys' bathroom on his own in the second grade. And this is elementary school, so in this school, the issue doesn't come up every day, but if you're in high school and you have a sports team or locker rooms, it's the same sort of idea that you want to give the child or the teenager the opportunity to, you know, play on a team or use the bathroom, locker room of their gender identity. They're living their life, you know, a certain way.
Well, let's check fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. There's lots of story to come. Yasmin Khan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
To see photos of Yasmin's reporting, you can visit thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is supported by Citrix, creator of GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses in face-to-face online meetings from any device, featuring a personalized meeting room for a custom look. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com.